Today's shiur will be in Erevin Daf Mem Daled. The subject of the shiur is Mechitza Shel Bnei Adam, a strange halacha in Ilcha Shabbos and other halachas as well, by which people can be used as a mechitza. A string of people, a line of people, could be used as a mechitza to create a Rishus HaYachid or to create a mechitza of a sukkah. Anywhere mechitzas are required, a string of people qualify as a mechitza. There are a number of exceptions to the rule and conditions regarding this rule, which the Gemara discusses here. And I'd like to delve into this a little bit more in depth. The sugya of the Gemara starts on Mem Gimel Mebeis with the story of Nechemya Brei Rav Chani Loi. Nechemya Brei Rav Chani Loi Meshachtei Shemaita. He was learning and concentrating on what he was learning on Shabbos while he was strolling outside of his house. Inadvertently, he strolled outside of the Tchum Shabbos from the place where he was living and where he was staying for Shabbos. Halacha is that once a person leaves his Tchum Shabbos, he may only walk within 4 amas of the place in which he finds himself. And Rav Nechemya Nebuch was stuck outside without anything to eat, without anyone to talk to, anything to do, and he would have to just stand there until the end of Shabbos. Rav Chista was Nechemya's Rebbe. Rav Chista asked Rav Nachman by Yaakov. Rav Chista and Rav Nachman was Nechemya's Rebbe. Rav Chista asked Rav Nachman by Yaakov, Nechemya Talmidach Shori Betzar. He said, your Talmid Nechemya is stuck outside the Tchum. Is there any solution to bring him back into the Tchum? Amalo Aseila Mechitza Shel Bnei Adam V'Yikaneis. There is a solution. Create a mechitza of Bnei Adam. Create a line of people that lead from the end of the Tchum until where Nechemya is standing. Let him walk back through that line of people up to the Tchum of his original Tchum Shabbos. He's allowed to walk between the people because the people form a mechitza. They create a Rishus HaYachid, thereby allowing anybody to walk inside of that mechitza. And once he reaches his own Tchum Shabbos, he finds himself back in his original Tchum Shabbos, he returns to his original Tchum Shabbos. That's what it sounds like he was saying. But the Gemara is not so simple. The Gemara says that Rav Nachman by Yitzchak and Rava discussed what exactly the issues were that were dealt with in the case of being Matar and Nechemya to come back to his Tchum. Yosef Rav Nachman by Yitzchak Acharei de Rava. Yosef Rava, Kamed Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman Yitzchak and Rava were sitting there when Rav Chista asked Rav Nachman what to do, and Rav Nachman permitted people to make a mechitza shel bnei adam. Rav Nachman by Yitzchak asked Rava, "My kumi boy leil Rav Chista. What exactly was Rav Chista's question? I leim avidim malu gavri eskinan v'kumi boy leil huchzakram gamliel oyin alachakram gamliel." Rav Nachman Yitzchak explains that in order to permit Nechemya to return to his Tchum, we have to use not only the heter of Mechitza Shel Bnei Adam, but also other heterim. One heter was the heter of Ram Gamliel. Ram Gamliel states that if a person leaves his Tchum, Ba'oinis or B'shoigeg, he leaves his Tchum, and then he finds himself within a Rishus HaYachid with Mechitzas. He finds himself inside of Mechitzas. The halacha is he's allowed to travel, walk, anywhere within the Mechitzas that he finds himself. We don't say he's stuck with only 4 amas, like a person who normally walks out of the Tchum. He's only allowed to walk 4 amas from the place in which he is. We say that if he's inside of a place that has Mechitzas, he's allowed to walk the entire Mechitzas around him. Just like when a person starts Shabbos inside of Mechitzas, you start measuring the 2,000 amas from outside the mechitzas, but the mechitzas themselves, they count as 4 amas. Similarly, if a person starts Shabbos in a city, but walks out b'shogeg or b'ones from the city, and then finds himself inside mechitzas, we say the entire area enclosed by the mechitzas is like 4 amas, and he's allowed to stroll the entire area. That's really a machlokas tanan. In Daf Mem Aleph in the days, we find the Mishnah, in which Rav Gamliel And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah argued with Rabbi Yeshua and Rabbi Akiva on this point. Rabbi Gamliel is the Mekel and says that the entire enclosed area is like 4 amos. Rabbi Akiva says, no, even if you leave your tchum b'shagig or b'aynis, you're stuck with 4 amos. Literally, you are not allowed to walk the entire enclosed area. So perhaps that was Rav Chista's question over here. Rav Chista's question might have been that, of course, the mechitza of Bnei Adam will help to be matir Nechemya, to bring him back to his tchum. And once he gets back into his tchum, into his original tchum, by walking through the Bnei Adam, walking through that group of Bnei Adam that leads to his tchum, and that surround him, making a reshus hayachad, making an enclosure leading to his tchum. Once he gets back to his tchum, then of course, the tchum is, he returns to his original tchum Shabbos, and he's given back the 2,000 amos that he started with, because right now he's back there again. But the question over here of Rav Chista was, do we allow Nehemiah to walk the entire enclosure? Meaning, do we consider the entire enclosure in which he finds himself through the Mechitza Shel Bnei Adam? Do we consider that to be a Kedalat Amos, all one big Dalat Amos, which he's allowed to walk even though he's outside of the Tchum, like Rabbi Gamliel? But we say like Rabbi Akiva, that even inside of an enclosure, you're only allowed to walk 4 amos. That was Rav Chista's question. How do we pass in with an enclosure outside of the tchum? Are you allowed to walk the entire enclosure and Nehemiah can walk back to his original tchum? Or are you not allowed to walk the entire enclosure and Nehemiah is stuck outside, still stuck within 4 amos of where he is? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, let him walk back to the tchum, meaning that we pass in like Rabbi Gamliel. That's one option for the question, for understanding the question of Rav Chista. Rav Chista was asking whether we pass in like Rav Gamliel. But there's another option. Another option is, perhaps it's clear that we would rely on Rav Gamliel. There's no question about that. We certainly pass in like Rav Gamliel. The question here was that Rav Chista was afraid he wouldn't have enough students to accompany him to walk to Rav Nechemia, that would make a row of students all the way from the Tchum to Rav Nechemia. He was afraid that the row of students that would surround Rav Nechemia would end 2 amos away from his original tchum, from Rav Nechemia's original tchum. In such a case, Rav Nechemia would be able to walk back to the end of the enclosure, which is 2 amos away from his tchum. The question is, can he cross those 2 amos as well and get back into his original tchum? Why should he be able to? The Gemara says he should be able to, perhaps because of Rabbi Eliezer's shita. Rabbi Eliezer is on Daf Nun Beis Amud Beis. Rabbi Eliezer says that if a person walks 2 amos outside of his tchum, he's allowed to go back into his tchum again. The reasoning of Rabbi Eliezer is as follows. Rabbi Eliezer says that when a person is given 4 amos outside of his tchum, it doesn't mean 4 amos from where he's standing in any direction, and it doesn't mean 8 amos, meaning 4 amos this way and 4 amos that way. It doesn't even mean 4 amos one way. What it means is he's allowed to walk 2 amos on one side and 2 amos on the other side of him. He can only walk 2 amos in either direction. 4 amos from end to end is the area that he's stuck inside of. 2 amos in either direction. That's step one. Okay. But the chiddush of Rabbi Eliezer that's going to help Nehemiah is a different chiddush. His chiddush is Havlo'as Techumin. The Gemara discusses this more in detail on Mem Hei Amid Aleph. Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you walk out of your original tchum, but you find yourself in a new tchum. What do you mean a new tchum? You're stuck with Dalet Amos, right? You walk outside of your tchum, you have Dalet Amos. Or you find yourself in an enclosure, whatever reason it is. If you have a new tchum outside of the original tchum, or you yotze lahatzel, so it would give you not only 4 amos, but 2,000 amos, like we find in Menzal and Mabez. Whatever tchum Chazal gave you that's outside of your original tchum, if there's an overlap between that new tchum and your original tchum, or even if they graze each other, meaning they brush each other, the two tchumim approach each other and touch each other, the halacha is you're allowed to return to your original tchum. Because havlo'as tchumim avamilfa, meaning the overlap of tchumim gives you the right to return to the original tchum. Rabbi Eliezer holds that if you walk 2 amos out of your tchum, and now you are given 4 amos, meaning 2 amos on either side of you, if you're only 2 amos out of your tchum, then your new tchum of 4 amos, which means 2 amos in this direction, 2 amos in that direction, your new tchum touches your old tchum because you're exactly 2 amos out of your old tchum, and you have exactly 2 amos in that direction to walk. If so, you're allowed to return to your original tchum. That's what would permit Rav Nechemia, Rav Chani Loy over here, to return to his original tchum. that Rav Chisda was asking Rav Nachman by Yitzchak, according to the second option, that certainly the halacha is like Rav Gamliel. Rav Nechemya could walk till the end of the Mechitza B'nai Adam, that's close to his original Tum. But could he cross those last two Amos if there aren't enough people? Do we say that since now that he's only two Amos away from his original Tum, and we certainly give him two Amos on either side, therefore the Tchumim, the new Tchumim and the old Tchum, graze each other, and we have Havlah Tchumim, overlap of Tchumim, and we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer that he's allowed to return to his original Tchum? Or perhaps we don't paskin like Rabbi Eliezer, we paskin like the Rabbanan, who say even if you're one step out of your Tchum, one Amma out of your Tchum, you're not allowed to return to your original Tchum. Because the fact that your new Tchum of four Ammas, which according to the Rabbanan is mamish, four Ammas in each direction, and your old Tchum of 2,000 Ammas, the fact that they overlap doesn't permit you to return to the original Tchum. Those were the two options. The Gemara says that Rav was Paishas like the second option. It says, Pshita b'loma l'gavri oskinon. Certainly, b'loma l'gavri, the question was the second option. The question was whether Havlos Tchum and Milson, is he allowed to cross the last two Amos by himself without a mechitza? Zitaka daitach b'loma l'gavri oskinon, mighty boilach. Omar Rav, halacha k'rem gamliel. B'dir v'sar, usina. The halacha is like Rav Gamliel. Of course the halacha is like Rav Gamliel. If the first option would be true, the question was, are you allowed to walk the entire enclosure? We know that you're allowed to. Rav says you're allowed to. Rav Nachman and Rav Chisda were both talmidim of Rav. They certainly would permit walking the entire enclosure like Rav Gamliel. It must be that Rav Chisda's question was the second one. Do we pass him like Rabbi Eliezer, who says, have lost Tchum and Milsahi, or not? The Gemara says, Dekanami, we could even find a remnant to this, an allusion to this, in the Mishnah. In the words of Rav Nachman by Yaakov, the Kamele Yikones. Rav Nachman said, Aseilo Mechitza Shel Bnei Adam, V'yikones. Why did he have to add the word V'yikones? My Yikones, he could have just said, Aseilo Mechitza Shel Bnei Adam, let him walk back. My love, my Yikones, love below Mechitza. It must mean Yikones below Mechitza. The last two Amos, he's going to jump across, or walk across, even without having any Mechitza, using the Heter of Havlas Tchumen. This is what the Gemara says. The Ritva raises an important question over here. Havlos Tchum means that if your four Amas Tchum outside of the Tchum overlaps the original 2,000 Amas, you're allowed to go back to your 2,000 Amas. In the case that we're discussing here, the people surrounding Rav Nechemya made a mechitza till within two Amas of the original Tchum of Rav Nechemya's. He was inside of an enclosure. He wasn't standing without any enclosure. He wasn't stranded outside of a tchum. He was standing inside of an enclosure. It's true that Rabbi Eliezer holds when you walk outside of a tchum, you're given four amas, meaning two amas this way, two amas that way. And therefore it's possible that if you're two amas away from your tchum, your new tchum overlaps your old one. But here he was inside of an enclosure. When you're inside of an enclosure, do we also give you four amas? Why should we give you four amas inside of an enclosure? We say that the entire enclosure is like Arba Amos. Those are your Arba Amos. Since when should Rav Eliezer say that you give him two Amos outside of the enclosure, and therefore they could walk from the Mechitza B'nai Adam to his original Tchum? There's no overlapping Tchumim here unless you give him a Tchum of four Amos, meaning two Amos in either direction. But when he's inside of an enclosure, then the entire enclosure is like four Amos. Who says we give him another two Amos? Well, this is actually a salient point. Why, do we actually give him two Amos when he's in an enclosure, that besides the enclosure he also has two Amos according to Rabbi Eliezer? This is discussed openly in Taisus, in the Samach on the day, end of the Divrei Masel Kan. Taisus says, Vim Taimel Rabbi Eliezer, V'hu Damar V'hu Bemtza. And this is our Rabbi Eliezer that says, when you're outside of the Tchum, you have two Amos one side, two Amos another side. K'shenosan Eruva Ba'am Achreina Shel Iber Eir, L'sad Mizrach, Yil l'sad Midrash Shnei Amos Alpaim l'sad Mayav Alpaim Pocha Shnei Amos Dir Neshevo Ka'arba Amos. He's asking a technical question on the Mishnah there that says if a person places his Erev within the Ibur of the city, the Ibur is the area around the city that is counted as part of the city. We only start the 2,000 Amos outside of the Ibur. If you place your Erev in the Ibur, the Erev is nothing because You haven't gained anything since you're in the city in any case. So your Shavita is in the city. You have 2,000 Amos outside of the city. So if you put your Erev in the Ibur, then you still haven't gained anything. You have not gained anything by doing that because your shvi'is is still in the city, still in the same 2,000 amos. The Tosfos has a question, a technical question, that according to the Eliezer, if you put your Erev on the last Amma of the Ibor, it would seem that if you say the entire city is like 4 Ammas, it would seem that you would have gained something. You'll gain 2 extra Ammas on the outside and lose Ammas on the other side. The technical point is not so nogeya, but his answer to this is, V'yeshloma kisha oimei teich mechitzos, obamokom shenechshav kedalat Ammas, if a person standing either inside of mechitzos or in a city where the whole city is counted as if it were in mechitzos, like Dalat Ammas, ein chiluk dein oimei be'emtza, la'oimei be'saif, da'filo oimei be'saif, ki'ilo oimei be'emtzai, ve'ein neisnim chutzoloi klum. You don't give him even one Amma outside of his enclosure. And he brings the raya, d'ho b'misho tzi'u, chutzol klum, v'nasnu b'dir o'v'sar, mahalach es kula, v'lo chutzola, v'afilu oimei be'saif. You see that if a person walks, is stuck in a deer or a sar outside of his chum, he's only allowed to walk the entire length of the deer or a sar, of the enclosure. He's not allowed to walk outside of it, even to Amos. It doesn't say he's allowed to walk outside of it at all. So Tosfos says clearly, you only give him the enclosure. You don't add two more Amos according to Rabbi Eliezer. So now I have a terrific question. We have a terrific question now in Tosfos. According to Tosfos, how will you say that, according to Rabbi Eliezer, you're allowed to return to your tchum with the mechitzah of Bnei Adam, even though you have to cross two amas without a mechitzah? Why? Because you have avlos tchumim. Those two amas are not given to a person when he's in an enclosure. And as long as he's in a mechitzah of Bnei Adam, he's in an enclosure. The Ritva proves from this that you always give him two amas, even outside of an enclosure. As the Ritva says, you see a big chiddush from here. We always give a person two more amas. And not just the enclosure itself that's outside the tchum, but another two amas. That's what the Ritva says. Tosfos over there, l'chorei, I found the Tosfos, it seems to say clearly not like that. Tosfos says you do not give him even one amma outside of the tchum, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. So, what will Tosfos do with this Gemara? This Gemara says clearly, Atayla mechitza shabnei adam, ve'yikaneis, and then he could walk back into his tchum because of the avlos tchumim. The answer to this question, I believe, can be found in a svara of the Gaon Yaakov, and the Chazon Nish says this also in Likutim. They suggest a simple solution. Make a mechitza bnei adam for Rav Chanina bar Chaniloi. The Chazon Nish is saying it to answer a different question, but the Gaon Yaakov over here is addressing this question without bringing the Tosfos. He just argues on the Ritva. He says, you have a simple solution here. What Tosfos will explain in the Gemara, and the way the Gaon Yaakov explains the Gemara is as follows. Make a mechitza for Nechemi bar Chaniloi until two amas from the tchum. And then disband. Tell everyone, disperse. Go away. Leave him stranded. Now that he's stranded, now you give him four amas. You give him two amas on either side, according to Rabbi Eliezer. Because he's not in an enclosure anymore. If he's not in an enclosure, then, enachanami, he gets two amas and he has a vlos tchumen. So according to the Ritva, we give two amas to a person even outside of the enclosure. According to Tosfos, you have to say that the Gemara here is discussing a case. The Eitav of Rav Chisda was to tell the people to disperse after Nechemi gets within two amas. And then he could walk back in with a vlos tchumen. Very simple. There seems to be a machlekes and svara involved over here, I want to point out. Before going further, there seems to be a machlekes and svara involved over here. According to Tosfos, the shear of four amas according to Rabbi Eliezer is just like the shear of four amas according to the Chachamim. It's a tchum. Chachamim said that once you're stuck outside of your 2,000 amas, we give you a miniature tchum of four amas. According to Rabbi Eliezer, it's two amas this way and two amas that way. According to the Chachamim, four amas this way, four amas that way. According to Rabbi Yehuda, four amas in one way, and then Heyam and Aleph. According to Tosfos, the tchum of four amas of two amas here and there, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is simply a tchum. It's simply a new tchum that we're koveya for a person who's stuck. He lost his old tchum. We give him a new tchum. We give him a new area to live in, so to speak, to be shaivus in, which is four amas from end to end, two amas this way and two amas that way. That's how Tosfos is understanding it. And therefore, Tosfos says, if you're inside of an enclosure, kulei bayis ka'arba amas tami, this is your shvisa, this is your four amas. We don't add another two amas anywhere, because there's no din of adding two amas. The din is that when you don't have a shvisa, your shvisa is two amas here and there, just like according to the Chachamim, when you don't have a shvisa, your shvisa is four amas. There's no question that according to the Chachamim, you're not going to say that when you're in an enclosure, you add another four amas outside the enclosure. No one would say such a thing. According to Rabbi Eliezer also, you don't add amas. It's a new tchum. According to the Ritva, the din of four amas, the din of two amas here and there, according to Rabbi Eliezer, is an entirely different din. It's not a din in giving you a new tchum. Rather, it's makom shel adam. Four amas is makom shel adam. We find, for instance, in Kenyan, makom shel adam is four amas. It's usually understood to mean that this is your field. This is as if it's your tzad, wherever you are in four amas. We find as far as tiltal on Shabbos, you're only allowed to be metaltal within four amas. The Baal Ma'or, the Tzadik Vav in Shabbos says, and the other Rishonim also say that there's a logic behind that. The logic is your four amas is as if it's your makom, it's your place, it's where you're standing. Your four amas around you is your makom. I would understand that to mean that the four amas over there it applies even if it's not just two amas here and two amas there. I mean, that's certainly a din of tilka four amas, even according to Rabbi Eliezer. But I'd understand Rabbi Eliezer's din in Erevin to be similar to that, that he's understanding the two amas here and there is your makom. It's as if you're shaylit in the entire area. Two amas this way, two amas that way, it's as if you're standing in every place in that entire area. You're not just standing under where your feet are. You're standing within a four amas place. That's your makom. Just like Hanukkah has to be al abod tfachim, because that's a makom for putting things down. A makom for putting a person down is four amas by four amas. Two amas here, two amas there. That's the place the person is sholed on. That's like, it's like his place. And therefore, if a person leaves his tchum, but he hasn't left his tchum more than two amas, meaning that the makom of his is still grazing on, he's still touching his original tchum, he hasn't really left the tchum then. He hasn't really left the tchum. If his makom is still touching the tchum, he hasn't really left the tchum. He's still, it's considered havlas tchum, meaning that it's not as if he left and we're giving him another two amas. It's true that if he does leave the tchum, he gets two amas this way, two amas that way. That's another halacha. But the reason that he gets it is not just because we're giving him a tchum, but it's because that's where he is. Every place in those four amas, that's where he is. He is there already. It's not that he's allowed to walk a little bit. How far? Four amas. No. He's allowed to only stay where he is. Where is he? He's within this four amma diameter, this two amma radius. That's where he is. He is standing in every place in that area. In Daphnim Vezim Abay, the Gemara discusses if a person has 1 foot inside the tchum and 1 foot outside the tchum. What's the halacha? We say that according to, there's two lashonos over there. According to one lashon, we say that since most of him is still in the tchum, therefore it's considered like he's in the tchum. The Machlokes Rambam and Ravid, whether we pass in like that, or whether we pass in that when 1 foot's out of the tchum, you're already out. If you pass in this way, that when 1 foot's in the tchum, since most of you is in the tchum, then you're still considered to be in the tchum, then I think we can understand Rabbi Eliezer, even though only a tiny bit of his four amas is in the tchum, or his four amas is just grazing the tchum. The svara is that the person isn't just, it doesn't just have a part of him inside the tchum when part of his four amas is in the tchum. It's like if his entire body is in the tchum, because he is standing in every piece of dirt in those four amas. He's shoiling in it. That's what a person uses. When he stands, he bends down, he picks up, he shuffles his feet. He doesn't stand still for the din of makom kavua and tefillah. Anything within the dalet amas, the Achrayim say, is considered to be one makom. That's where he's standing. That's all the makom that he's standing. And if so, as long as one part of that four amas is in the tchum, or if it's even touching the tchum, he still is in the tchum. He hasn't left the tchum. That's the svara of Rabbi Eliezer L'chayra. The Ravid who argues on the Rambam might have to say like Taisus, might have to say that the sin of four amas isn't that you haven't yet left the tchum, because even if part of you leaves the tchum, that's already enough to say that you're out of the tchum. Or maybe you could say this even according to the Ravid, because over here, it's true, part of you has left the tchum, but All of you are still in the tchum. All of you is out of the tchum, and all of you is in the tchum. It's not like when half your body is in and out. Your entire body is in and also out. In any case, this seems to be a basic machlokes and understanding the four amos of Rabbi Eliezer. In fact, the Chazon Ish points out a very interesting point. And in Beizim and Beiz, the Gemara says that Misha Yotachus Tchum, if you walked out only two amos, you're allowed to walk back into the tchum according to Rabbi Eliezer, because of what we said of Lo Tchumim. Rashi says, the Mishnah there is discussing B'mezid, and we das Shalom L'Shem Mitzvah, if a person leaves the tchum B'mezid, if he leaves the tchum B'mezid, he's still allowed to come back to his original tchum with Avlo Tchumim? One minute. How could that be? The Gemara says, the Mishnah says, and Memal from the base, if Goyim take you out, then Avlo Tchumim allows you to go back into your tchum. Then if you have to go to the bathroom and you go back into your original tchum, you get back your original tchum. But if you walk out B'mezid, then even if Goyim bring you back into your original tchum, they pick you up and carry you into your original tchum, you don't have your original tchum anymore. You lost it. Even if Goyim pick you up and carry you back, and you're standing inside the tchum. So, according to Rabbi Eliezer, how could Avlos Tchumim be better than that? In Avlos Tchumim, we're saying that he walked out B'mezid, and yet, since he has Avlos Tchumim, meaning he could walk back, his new tchum is touching his old one, he could walk back to his old tchum, it's as if he's in his old tchum. So if he walked out B'mezid, even if Goyim picked him up and carried him into his old tchum, it wouldn't help. So how come Rabbi Eliezer says that if you walk out of the tchum to Amos, then you're allowed to go back into the original tchum because of Avlos Tchumim, even if you walked out B'mezid? Rashi seems to be saying it's even if you walked out B'mezid. How could that be? We don't allow you to get back your original tchum if you walked out B'mezid, even if you're carried back into your tchum. Kol Shekhen with Avlos Tchumim, says the Chazon Ish, it must be that according to Rabbi Eliezer, the geder of the two amas, of having two amas around you is, as far as when you leave the tchum, and you still didn't leave more than two amas out of the tchum, the geder is you haven't yet left the tchum. Not that you've left the tchum, the Rabbanim gave you four amas, and now your tchum overlaps the original tchum. That wouldn't help. The idea is that you never left the original tchum. Therefore, it can't be compared to a case where you went out of your tchum b'mezid. Here, you never left the tchum b'mezid. You only left the 2,000 amas. But as long as you still didn't walk those extra two amas, it's still part of your tchum. It's as if you're still in the tchum. You see, I think that's the proof to what we explained in the Ritva, that the gedur of the four amas is, this is your makom. And therefore, it could help even when you're in mechitzas. Even if you have mechitzas around you, you have another two amas outside of that, because wherever you go, these are your mechitzas. This is your makom. Tosfos doesn't learn like that. May learn that the Mishnah there is talking about a person that leaves his tchum b'shaygeh. Or maybe Tosfos agrees that to the gedder that we said in Rabbi Eliezer, that's a gedder of your makom, and not just the new tchum that Chazal gave you. But they hold that inside of a makom that has mechitzas, inside of an enclosure, we still don't give you that makom. That's harder to hear. In any case, the simpler way to understand this, Tosfos says, the two amas of Eliezer are new tchum. Ritva says it's your makom. Okay. The Ritva, going back to what we said, the proof that we brought from our Gemara, for the Ritva and the Tosfos, the Ritva proved this point only based on our Gemara. It's clear that he said, you see from our Gemara, this halacha, that you have two more amas outside of an enclosure. Without that proof, he wouldn't have said it. The Chazon Ish L'Chaira had a good solution for that proof. The Gaon Yaakov had a good solution. They said, disband the mechitzah of Bnei Adam, give Rav Nechemiah Machan Eloi two amas this way, two amas that way, and now he can walk in. Who says he still has the two amas to walk to the tchum? Who says he has Avlos Tchumim even while he's in the enclosure? So I'd like to discuss that question. The Gaon Yaakov asked us as a tzarachian on the Ritva. He leaves us as a question on the Ritva. I'd like to explain the Ritva as follows. There's a basic question over here on the case of the Gemara, where Rav Nechemiah Machan Eloi had to rely on Avlos Tchumim because the amount of people that surrounded him didn't quite reach his original Tchum. Rav Chisid brought a whole group of Talmidim, and they didn't have quite a long enough line or a circle to reach the original Tchum. There's two amas away. What's the big deal? Why don't they just let Rav Nechemiah walk till the end, that's closer to his Tchum, then take four steps forward, everyone will walk closer to Rav Nechemiah's tchum, and now the circle does bring him all the way back to his original tchum. What's the big deal? Why does he have to cross those two amas without a mechitza? Move the whole mechitza b'nei Adam with him. Not only that, you don't have to move the mechitzah b'nei adam after he walks. You can walk along with him, in fact. And daf mem daled amud beis. We have a sugya. We're discussing Rava, who found some sacks in Rishus HaRabim. He brought them back home. Much more than 4 amas. He brought them back home because there's a big group of Talmidim surrounding him. It was a mechitzah b'nei adam. He was allowed to carry with them while the mechitzah walked with him all the way home. You see, a walking mechitzah b'nei adam helps. So why can't Rav Nechemya be allowed to return to his chum through a walking mechitzah b'nei adam? And they say it actually brings a rush that asks this in the tshuva. Taifas asks the question about having the people make a new circle to cover the 2 amas. And that Mem Gilma Mabez, Yivir Machali Lema, Taifas asks, so what if there's not enough people? Yelech al-mokim she-mechitza magas. Let him go to the end of the mechitza. Rav Nechemya should go to the end of the mechitza. V'acher, kach yasa hekef acher, ad she-yegil etchum. Then make another mechitza for him, surround him again, then he'll reach the chum. Yesh loyma. Kivin shekvar osu pam achas. Yodu sheladas kein osu. Once you first made a mechitza to allow him to walk till within 2 hours of the chum, the people around him will say, what happened? Didn't we go out here to come and comfort him because he was stuck outside the chum? How come now he's walking back to the chum? It's because we made a mechitza b'nei adam. Now they realize they're mechitza b'nei adam. If so, the osu mikam da eila kinemasik v'sam from shmaitin. At midat! Midas, you're not allowed to make a mechitza b'nei adam. What Taisus is referring to is the conclusion of the Gemara. Amem da'anam abeis. It says, kan ladas, kan shalom midas. The Gemara says, you're only allowed to make a mechitza b'nei adam as long as the people in the mechitza do not realize they are being taken advantage of as a mechitza. They are forming a mechitza. If the people that make the mechitza say, hey, let's make a mechitza, let's permit tiltel, let's allow Nechemya to come back to his tchum, let's make a sukkah, it's also, you're not allowed to do that. That is what the Gemara says. Taisa says that we already know that maskana. This is a bit of a weak point, L'chaira. What do you mean we already know the maskana? We already know the maskana. The Gemara is going to go through a whole discussion as soon as it finishes what we just discussed, the 2 options of the question of Rav Chista. Suddenly the Gemara immediately launches a long discussion, a lengthy discussion, about when we allow mechitza b'nei adam and when we don't. And it finally concludes, we allow it. Shalom midas, we don't allow it midas. Taisus is saying that we already knew that in the beginning. As soon as we said, take him within 2 amas, we already knew that it's only mutter shalom midas. So the answer to that is the previous Taisus. The previous Taisus says, he changes the gears in the Gemara, and he says that it was Rav Nachman, Rava who asked what Rav Nachman bar Yaakov, Rav Chista's question was. It was Rava who gave the 2 options in Rav Chista's question. Rava said, was it, he relied on a question of Rav Gamliel, or was it a question of Avlos Tchumim? That was Rava. The next Gemara, that's a different Gemara. That's Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak's Gemara. Rava knew the answer to Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak's question. So therefore, we could say that Rava explained the question, but lo malo gavri, because he already knew that it's only mutter by shalom idas, and therefore he cannot move the mechitza to cover the last 2 amas. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak in the next Gemara didn't understand that, and he was the one that discussed when we permit the mechitza b'nei adam. The Torah Chaim Derech Agav says another possibility. He's discussing the question of the previous taisvus, but what he says explains what we said as well. The first Gemara came after the second Gemara, he says. First, the Gemara discussed all of Daf and Dalam and Aleph, when Mechitza B'nei Adam is Mutter or not. After it decided when it's Mutter, when it's not, then the Gemara asked the question of what was the Rav Chista's question. Was his question of Gamliel? Was his question of Lo'os Tchumim? The Torah Chaim says this to answer Tosfos' Kasha, Dibur Masal V'Yosef, but that'll also answer the Pshat and Ar Sugya that we discussed, that we already knew by the time we got to this discussion of Bidlo Malu Gavre that if there aren't enough people to cover the last 2 amas to get back to the tchum, you're not allowed to move the mechitza to cover it. In any case, it's what you see from Taisus is that once the people know that they're there to make a mechitza, it's other to rely on the mechitza. It's also to have to make a mechitza. Now, presumably, the reason people know that their mechitza is because they already saw him walking through the mechitza. Once they saw them using the mechitza, they realized that there's a mechitza of an Eodim over here that's permitting Rav Nechemya. And that's why there's no way that you'll get them to move back inside the tchum and cover those last 2 amas. Question is, but from the moment they know that they're a mechitza, Rav Nechemya shouldn't be allowed to walk anymore. So as soon as he takes 5-6 steps, and he walks more than 4 amas, people start nodding their heads and thinking, hey, how is he allowed to walk more than 4 amas? And then suddenly they'll realize they're a mechitza, Nechemya should have to stop right there. We shouldn't be able to bring Nechemya all the way to the end of the mechitza of Bnei Adam. That's what it seemed to be a question. But this isn't a question. The Meram Rutenberg, cited by the Mordechai and Azarua, and brought down La'alacha, and brought in the Ritva also, says, in Bal Mitchila, I'm reading the Shulchan Aruch Shin Samach Beis, Oth, Sif Vav, in Bal Mitchila Shalolazaz, Afal Pi, She'achar Kach Hergishu, Ein Lachosh. If they originally came Shalolazaz, even though afterwards they realized, you don't have to worry, you allow them, you allow a person to still use the Bnei Adam as a Mechitza. This is what Taisus means, I think. I think we have a proof to this from Taisus. The Vilna Gaon brings another Makar. I think we have a proof to this from Taisus himself. The people that allowed Nechemya to move back to the Tchum realized at some point before he got back to the Tchum that they're Mechitza Shal Bnei Adam. Nevertheless, he's allowed to walk all the way to the end. But they're not allowed to change position. They're not allowed to get up and make a new Mechitza now. Not only that, they're not even allowed to walk with him. That's also changing position. It's making a moving mechitza. It's making a new mechitza every minute. They're not allowed to make a new mechitza, so they're not allowed to walk with him and thereby cover him all the way back to the tchum. That's why the loma lugavre. That's why when there are two amas between the mechitza and his old tchum, he had to cross them based on havlos tchumim. That's what Taisa says. I'd like to make a side point here that based on this Taisa, I think. We have an approach now to answer some strange rashis on Mendalim Abayis that I'm sure many of you noticed when you were learning and were wondering about. And then Mendalim Abayis, we already mentioned, there's a story where Rava brought sacks from Rishus HaRavim into his house using Mechitza Bnei Adam from the Talmidim that followed him back from the Shir. The Gemara says, Hanu Ziki Dehav Shadim Veristik of the Mechuza, sacks that were found in Rishus HaRavim and Mechuza. Rava brought them with him while he was coming back from his shir. The people wanted to take in the sacks the next week as well. He didn't let them. Because he said, now already you know that there's a trick over here that you could bring them in using mechitza bnei adam. So that means when you came with me, you already realized, hey, we're going to make a mechitza bnei adam. We're going to allow Rava to carry the sacks. That's usher. It's only mutter the first time. That's what Rava said. How did people know? Presumably they saw that Rava sacks got from Rishus HaRavim to his house and said, what happened? How'd they get there? Oh, mechitza bnei adam. He's using mechitza bnei adam. Okay. Rashi says, Ziki knows this Rishal Rava has. The sacks belong to Rava. I mean, when I learned the Gemara, I thought the sacks were maybe Hefker. And Rav was taking them from Hefker. What's the difference if they're his, if they're Hefker? He's allowed to take them with the Mechitza Bnei Adam. Why does Rashi say, Shall Rav have them? In addition, Rashi continues, Badi does the Rav mi Pirkei, Vahiyav Gedud Deshaymei Adrosha Bon Akrav. A lot of people that heard the drasha were following him. Natolan Shamash, Vaviyam Metech Mechitza Saban. The Shamash took them and brought them in. Rav didn't take them himself, the Shamash took them. Who told that to Rashi? Who told Rashi that the Shamash took them? Alinu Niale. Rava took him with him. Who told Rashi that the Shamash took him? What made Rashi explain that they belonged to Rava and the Shamash took him? The Yavitz, Yaakov Emdin, has our Gaon and the Vakshal Shas in the back on Rashi, why Rashi says Sharava have him. That's only Mutakuz Upseda with a bit of a pilpul. But I think the answer is very simple. I think the answer is as follows. If Rava would take them, is there any way for Rava to avoid the peering eyes of his Talmidim? He's surrounded by a big group of Talmidim. They're all hunched around him. There aren't three tzvachim between them. So you have Lavud. They're probably filling the entire area. He's surrounded by Talmidim. Could he bend down and pick up sacks without them seeing him? It's not possible. If he would have bent down and picked up the sacks, it would be very good that he's allowed to carry them he's allowed to carry them inside the mechitza that exists at the time. But as soon as they take a step, the mechitza bnei adam moves. It's a new mechitza bnei adam. And that new mechitza bnei adam that saw Rava pick them up, were wondering, how could Rava pick up something in Rishus HaRavim? And they answer to themselves, mechitza shel bnei adam. Mechitza shel bnei adam. So the moment that they see him pick it up, they know they're a mechitza bnei adam. And every step they make is making a new mechitza, midas. Rava would not be allowed to carry the Mechitz Midas. He's not allowed to rely on it. He wouldn't say that next week he can't carry with it. He would have said, this week, I'm not allowed to carry it home. I'm only allowed to carry it the few amas inside this Mechitza. And the moment we take a step, it's a new Mechitza of Ne'odam. Just like the people surrounding her from Nechemi Bachani Loi. If they'd walk with him, it would be a new Mechitza. Ah, so if Rava didn't pick it up, so who did? Rashi says it was the Shamash that picked it up for Rava. Of course, he knew that Rava permits carrying them in a Mechitza of Ne'odam. And he knew they belonged to Rava. He said, oh, they take them. And no one noticed him. No one noticed the Shamash. Except for a few people. By next week, the word got around. The word spread. It could be that some people saw the Shamash, but all the people that are crowded around Rava, they certainly didn't see him. So there was a Mechitza ben Yazan even without the people that knew. But the next week, by then, the word spread. Everyone knew about it. So it was Asher. That's why Rashi says, Vishav Rava Havu. The Gemara says that Rava took them home. But we said it had to be a Shamash that took it. But if a Shamash took it and they're a Hefker, he would have taken them for himself. Why would the Shamash give it to Rava? Why would the Gemara say Rava took it? It must be they belonged to Rava. And the Shamash was taking it for Rava. So since Rashi knew it was the Shamash that took it, he had to say it was the Shamash, and he had to say that it would belong to Rava, otherwise it wouldn't be Rava taking it home. It's a beautiful pshat, I think, in those Shirashis. Based on what Taisa says here, that once people know that it's Asur, even though they started now, if they take another step, it's a new Mechitza, and it's Asur to rely on that Mechitza of Bnei Adam. Okay, so now, what happens is, according to Taisus in any case, we see that the reason he couldn't make a new Mechitza Bnei Adam is because it would be a Mechitza L'da'as. Now, the problem is, if we say that you have to disband, you have to disperse the Mechitza in order to permit Rav Nechemia to walk into his chum, because he doesn't have two amas unless you disperse the Mechitza. If you don't disperse the Mechitza, according to Taisvus, he's in an enclosure. He won't have two amas. He won't have Avlas Tchumim. He only has Avlas Tchumim once you disperse the people that are walking around him. It's only once you disperse the people walking around him that he has that he's given the two amas around him to make Avlas Tchumim, according to Taisvus. The Ritva says, even when you're in an enclosure, you have two amas. But according to Taisvus, we said, like the Goyen Yaakov, you have to disperse the people. If so, why do you have to disperse the people? Because you have to destroy the enclosure. So I have a question like this. You're not allowed to make a Mechitza Bnei Adam. Why are you not allowed to make a Mechitza Bnei Adam? Because you're making a Mechitza on Shabbos. If you make it L'da'as, I'm saying L'da'as, you're not allowed to make a Mechitza Bnei Adam. Why aren't you allowed to make a Mechitza Bnei Adam L'da'as? Because it's like a Mechitza, it's like a Binyan. Binyan Aroi, the Gemara discusses Oyel Aroi. What makes it into a Binyan? The Taisva says that because it's a Mechitza Materis, Mechitza that's Mater is like, it's considered like Binyan Aroi Mitchila on Shabbos. You know, it's like you're making an Oyel Aroi Mitchila if you make a Mechitza Materis. So it's also to make a Mechitza Materis on Shabbos. Fine. It's also because of making a Mechitza. The Isser of making a Mechitza, which is Baina, has a parallel Isser when one takes apart a Mechitza. Seiser. Just like building any Mechitza is Baina, taking apart any Mechitza should be Seiser. If making an Ayel Aroi B'tchila is Baina, then taking apart an Ayel Aroi B'tchila should be Seiser. Taking apart a Mechitza Materis should be Seiser, according to Taisus. Why is it permitted to disperse the crowd? So Bishlom, if it would be Shalom Midas, everyone's walking with Rav Chista, and Rav Chista walks with Nechemia, and they walk back to the end of, you know, the Mechitza Bnei Adam, and now Rav Chista wants Rav Nechemia to walk in, so he says, Talmidim, let's go away, let's move away, and they walk away. It's fine. Shalom Midas, he made the Mechitza, Shalom Midas took it apart. But we saw in Taisvus that by the time Rav Nechemia reaches two amas from his chum, everyone in that Mechitza knows that Rav Nechemia is relying on Mechitza Shalom Adam. So when you tell them disperse, everyone knows that they're dispersing in order to take apart the Mechitza of Bnei Adam, in order to give him Avlas Tchumim. When you tell him to disperse, in order to allow him to walk into the Tchum, you say, why do we have to disperse? Ah, because then he's going to have Avlas Tchumim, he's going to be given two amas. So you are destroying a Mechitza Midas. What's the difference between making Mechitza Midas or destroying Mechitza Midas? Taisvus is, the problem with Taisvus is, that if you have to tell the people to move away in order to disperse the mechitza, so that we could use the two amas and make havlos tchumim, then you're dispersing mechitza midas. The chayre, just like Taisa says, you cannot make a new mechitza midas. Chayre shouldn't be able to be seiser a mechitza midas either. You shouldn't be able to be seiser a mechitza midas either, and therefore, it would seem that might be the reason why the Ritva said it must be that you have two amas even without dispersing the people of the Mechitz B'nei Adam. Even without dispersing the Mechitz B'nei Adam, you still have two amas. I think that's a very nice explanation for why the Ritva couldn't say like Taisvus, why the Ritva said it's not Mistabi you have to disperse the people. That would be dispersing Midas. It's the same thing as making Mechitz Midas. Taisvus, on the other hand, doesn't seem to learn like that. He seems to learn that you're allowed to disperse the Mechitz B'nei Adam Ladas. And by the way, that's also Muchach from Taisvus. The way he learns the sugya, the only reason we allow the havlos tchumim is because you're dispersing the mechitza. He says that even in the first case, even with molu gavri, the only reason you're going to allow, he says the only reason you allow Rav Nechemia to return to the original tchum with molu gavri is only when you disperse the mechitza. Before dispersing the mechitza, he's not allowed to go out of the mechitza to the tchum. First, you have to disperse the mechitza. And then he's allowed to go back. So I think that's Taisus L'Shitasai. Whereas the Ritva on Dalar Mabeis gives a different answer for Taisus' question over there. According to his answer, it's not necessary to disperse. Be Molu Gavre, if you have enough people to go into the original Tchum, even before you disperse the Mechitza, Rav Nechemia is allowed to walk between the Mechitza and his original Tchum. I think that there's another Machlekes Mitzvara here between the Ritva and Taisvus as to whether dispersing Midas is considered an Itzer, whether it's usher to disperse the Mechitza B'nei Adam L'das, just like it's usher to make a Mechitza B'nei Adam L'das. The question is, why is it that it's usher to make a Mechitza B'nei Adam L'das? What's the reason? The Teiras Chaim says the reason is because when it's Shelo L'das, then the person isn't Kavua at all. A person Shelo L'das, he happens to be walking, there's no reason whatsoever for him to stay in place. Mashenkin, if it's L'das, he knows he's making Mechitza, then he's going to stay there until the Mechitza is used. He's there to help Rav Nechemia get back to his tomb, he's going to stay there until Rav Nechemia comes back. Shelo L'das, he might walk away any minute. Therefore, he says, the only Itzer of Binyan Arai, Oil Arai, Mitchila, is when it's similar to an actual wall. An actual wall stays in place, it doesn't disappear. If you make Ayil Aroi, even though it's only Aroi, but it'll stay in place until you move it away. Similarly, if a person knows he's making Mechitza, he's like a wall in the sense that he's going to stay in place for the Tashmish of the Mechitza. As long as the Mechitza's in use, he's going to stay in place. Mashkei Enken, when Shelo L'das, it's not at all similar to a wall. It has nothing to do with a wall. A wall is something that stays in place. A person just wanders around. Shema Yivrach, he might walk away. There's no reason to compare him to a Mechitza. There's no reason to compare him to a wall altogether. It's the Bechlan, not Derech Binyan. Bashenkin L'das, then it looks like Binyan. According to that, then there actually is some Binyan involved when you make the Mechitza B'nei Adam, and there should be Stira when you take apart the Mechitza B'nei Adam. If it's considered a Binyan Arai B'tchila, taking it apart is taking apart a Binyan Arai B'tchila. And therefore my Svar will be right, and the Ritva will be justified. You cannot tell people disperse Midas. The Magen Avraham, the Taz brings Rabbi Yonasan Milonil over here. Rabbi Yonasan Milonil says that the reason why it's usher to make a Mechitza B'nei Adam Midas is because of the Gemara on Daf Chaf Amud Aleph. The Gemara over there says, Mechitza Nasa B'Shabes, Bein B'Shayig, says Bein B'Shayig, Bein B'Mezid, it's a good mechitza if you make it midas, even if you made the mechitza on Shabbos. The Gemara says, no, that's only the chumrah. That's only the chumrah. If you make a mechitza on Shabbos, we only consider it a mechitza the chumrah, not lekula. So the Gemara concludes, kitma drivnachman amazed, meaning that if you make a mechitza on Shabbos, if you made it b'mezid, then it's not a mechitza lekula, only the chumrah. Meaning that it's considered a Rishus HaYachid, you're not allowed to throw from there into Rishus HaRabim. But you're not allowed to be in the Tatl Tal Rabbis inside of that. On the other hand, if you do it B'Shegeg, it's a Mechitza 100%. I think Rabbi Yehuda Miluno will, right, Rabbi Yehuda Miluno is explaining that if you make a mechitza midas, it's like making it b'mezin. The Taz asks that Rabbi Yehuda Miluno, what are you talking about? He says, how could that be? In the case of Rav Chaim Bar Chanilai, Rav Chisda was the one that made the mechitza b'nei adam. And he certainly did it b'mezin. The Gemara says he wasn't one of the people in the mechitza, so it wasn't midas, but he certainly did it b'mezin. So I think that obviously Rav Rav Yehuda Miluno wasn't bothered by that. He understood that b'mezin to be a person using the mechitza is making it b'mezin. The one that uses the mechitza, if someone else on the outside comes and makes it b'mezin for someone else's benefit, he's not benefiting from it, so we don't have to give him the knas of making the mechitza b'mezin, because he's not doing it for himself anyway. But if someone makes it for himself, then we give him a knas. Oh, you're trying to take advantage. And who adin, if the people in the mechitza know they're making it for someone, so those people who are making up the mechitza itself, if they do it midas, it's like doing it b'mezin, since they're actually the part of the mechitza. Rav Chisda is sort of like a grummer. He's just talking to people, getting people to come with him and follow him, live and make a mechitza, sort of the grummer. But if the person making the mechitza himself knows that he's making a mechitza, he's doing it midas, not just a grummer. And if a person asks, the person they're making it for knows about it, would also be usur for this reason. It's only when Rav Chisda knows about the mechitza, but Rav Nechemya and the people making the mechitza don't know about it, then it's b'shaygik, then it's mutter. According to the Rav Yenis Milunil, again, I think that this verse will tell us that he's looking at it as mamash mechitza, making a mechitza is the iser. And what then, when you disband, when you disperse, you're taking apart a mechitza. There's a Magen Avraham, there's a Magen Mishnah in Hilchos Shabbos, Perek Chav Tzav Vav, and this halacha, the Magen Mishnah, brought by the Magen Avraham in Shulchan Aruch, brings two shitas as to whether the mechitza of an adam is permitted when the person who's using the mechitza knows about it, but the person making up the walls of the mechitza, those people don't know about it. Let's say if Nechemia would have known about it, would it be aser? Magen Mishnah says it's aser, and Magen Avraham says lo yadana hecher miza. I have no idea where that comes from. I think that the Magen Mishnah holds like Rav Yonis Milonil, that the iser is because of mezid. This is because of mezid. That if we say it's aser for the people, this is when the people making up the mechitza know that they're making up the mechitza, and kol shekin, when the people they're making it for has them making mechitza, it's certainly considered mezid. It would certainly be usur. However, there's another svara for the iser of mechitza of mei adam l'das, the Rashba svara, which is brought down by the Taz over here. The Beis Yosef brings it from the Rashba, and the Taz brings it down in Sif Gimel and Simon Shem Samach Beis. He says, it looks like a zilzul Shabbos. You do it midas, it's true, you're not making a mechitza. But you're finding a heter. You're finding a heter in a strange manner, in a way that most people don't know about such heterim. And you're doing a trick, so to speak, to be matter something, making a mechitza, to matter something to come from outside the tchum. You might be mezalzel on Nisur Shabbos. If you look at it like that, the iser is only making the mechitza because he mezalzel, but dispersing people, he can't say that's being mezalzel on iser Shabbos by dispersing them and taking away the mechitza and giving him back his original tuamas. So perhaps the Taisus might explain like the Rashba, the only iser of making mechitza b'nei adam is because of what the Rashba says, it's a zilzel on Shabbos. But you're allowed to tell them to disperse. There's no zilzel on Shabbos by telling them to disperse. They're going to go their merry way at some point anyhow. Whereas the Ritzel understands that the iser of making mechitza on Shabbos, the issue of making mechitza b'nei adam l'das is because it's similar to a mechitza, either because of what the Torah Chaim says, it looks like a mechitza sheina kavua, or because of what the Rebbeinu Yonis Milunel says, it's also b'mezid, and it's like a mechitza. So that's why the Ritva says that you can't tell the people to disperse, because that'll be l'das. It's taking apart mechitza l'das. It must be that a person has tuam, if that's a mechitza, even if it's shalom l'das, tuam is outside the mechitza. Even if the mechitza is still there, even if the mechitza of bnei adam is still there, you give a person tuam outside of his mechitza, meaning that even when a person's in an enclosure, you give him two more amas to walk outside of the enclosure. According to Rabbi Eliezer, like we explained before, it's the makom of the adam, and therefore there's a v'las tumim even while Rabbi Nechemya is inside the mechitza of bnei adam.